Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, December 8th, a day after Pearl Harbor, and we're celebrating again. We're celebrating the existence of America, I think.
Hey,
right?
I'm in for that.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. I saw it, a really American thing driving to work today.
What did you see?
I passed the Trump star, Hollywood star, single day. And there's always cops and stuff. And
really?
A guy goes over there and he goes and takes with his wife and he takes a thumbs up, a big thumbs up in front of it, and takes a selfie and they leave. And I go, boo, you know me. And then all of a sudden a 14-year-old looks over at the cops, looks both ways, takes a selfie with his finger out, his middle finger out, takes a selfie and leaves. And I'm like, there's America for
there you.
You
go.
It was very interesting.
Eventually you'll stand there, you'll find someone who agrees with
you.
There's
just both. You know? Interesting.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. We have great guests waiting, and we'll get to them in just a few minutes. We'll talk about serious and not so serious things. And as always, we're going to keep you entertained and everything. A couple things. Did you know there was an earthquake off
the coast? Read it before the elevator ride up. 8.0 in the Solomon Islands.
8.0. They're saying 6.8.
I saw 8.0.
Really?
This is the difference in the news, these two
points.
Yeah,
there you go. 8.0.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're saying
no
tsunami warnings, but what are you going to do?
Keep your eye on the ball. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. We all pray for those people. Let's hope they're all okay. It's terrible.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Are we talking about the same one? There was one off the coast of California. Is that the one you talked about?
Oh, no. There was one right now, 8.0 in the Solomon Islands.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I realize we're not talking about the same thing.
Whoa. That's not good.
That's a 6.8 off of California coast.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So there's double earthquakes. Okay.
Yeah.
This is making me real nervous.
I know, those earthquakes, man. Every time something goes okay, I'm like, when is the earthquake going to hit?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
When is this going to disrupt our lives here?
And we all
don't know why that fatalistic thinking, but.
Well, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're on a fault line, you know?
Right,
so you gotta
know.
You know. Those people that live in the hills, I'm like, I love your house, Leonardo DiCaprio, but that's right on the thing and you can't get down in the hills.
Yeah. I know, they have to deal with mudslides too and stuff, you know. I don't know, but those houses are beautiful.
Gorgeous,
man.
For the evening, though.
On the hills, right?
Great view.
Yeah.
Panty droppers, perfect.
I always think you look at life totally differently when you live up there, you
know?
Interesting. You look down on people.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But you see, you know, rather than seeing just your street and a garbage truck, you get to see
above
the
that,
whole valley.
Above that, yeah. In eagle eye view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, you know.
That's better.
But, so better we don't get earthquakes here.
No.
This will be terrible. Mick Jagger is the father again.
Mazel tov.
Baby number 8.
Oh, my God. How is this man still, like, walking?
I know. Well, he's 73 years old, and that's your alpha male, you know? I mean, he's still...
Silverback gorilla.
Kids. Yeah, 29-year-old girlfriend or wife.
Can you imagine the courting process that was? How wrinkly the
girlfriend.
Entire thing?
I know. Terrible. It's like, what are you attracted to exactly? But that's what I'm saying.
It's Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
It's Mick Jagger.
It's Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, right?
The name itself just turned me on.
Exactly.
Mick Jagger. It's wonderful.
And the lifestyle you're going to have and everything, you
the
know?
Music
so,
and the history.
Yeah, the hell with the wrinkles. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I'm thinking more Keith Richards. He's just really just a raisin at this point. Like a burnt raisin. So
but
Mick
he's
Jagger,
still
I might
alive, right?
He's I don't know. I don't know if it's a Weekend at Bernie situation and they're just lifting him up with like
right,
puppeteer strings.
Be.
But man, do I Mick Jagger, yeah, I think I might, you know, if
you
I had
would.
I don't know. He's Mick Jagger, you know
exactly.
what I mean? It's very cool. It's like, you know.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
If you're very famous, you'll get your way.
Yeah. Well,
but,
yes.
Usually.
Usually. You do have more of an influence, don't you? I think it's the name, Mick.
Yeah.
You could be Mick Smith and I'd still be attracted to you.
I know. Well, you know, the interesting thing is you can actually produce kids at that age, you know?
If you're a dude.
As a man and
yeah.
stuff, yeah. Wow. So he does. He can. He does because he can.
He does because he can. That's the name of their new album.
Really?
He does because he can.
Yeah, there you go. Is this guy with us? Oh, okay. Well, have him come in. Melissa, maybe get him a chair or something, you know? Might as well. Yeah, we have more guests in the studio. We're going to actually have a whole football team here in a few minutes. They're trickling in one at a time, which is fine. We love that. We love people. We love guests. So that would be cool. So, yeah, Mick Jagger, father again. He's also a great grandfather, so you might want to know that too.
He probably is a father to things, people he doesn't even know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his oldest is 45, and his youngest was 17, and now it's a baby. So,
oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So we're happy for Mick. All the best to you and blah, blah, blah. Also, you know, and they're bringing this up, and I'm glad they're bringing this up because this is a very serious thing. In Egypt now, they decided to toughen the penalties for female genital mutilation.
Mm.
What you didn't know and what anybody, I don't think anybody knows, is 92% of the women there go through this.
It's terrible. In Africa, it's an awful
situation. It's almost everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and the thing is that that's what happens in a male-dominated society,
absolutely.
You know? And that's what happens when you live in the Stone Age, you know?
It's brutality at its worst. It's violation at its worst. It's almost like a rape. I mean, it's like a rape.
It's probably worse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just awful.
Because it ruins your entire life. And it makes you feel like, I don't know how I would feel about myself. It makes me feel like less than a human being.
And then people, they do it wrong because they're idiots and they cause fistulas. And then these people are walking around and they can't urinate correctly. And then they're outcasts. Well, it's your fault in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just an awful, barbaric tradition.
Yeah, and the 21st century for countries to still be doing this.
I mean, we burned witches in Salem. We're not doing that anymore. Move on.
Right.
Yeah, get into the, I don't know. It very much upsets me because women don't have a choice.
No.
It's awful.
No, you know, I mean, it's just like you've been forced into this. And I'm sure some of them are being talked into it, you know, thinking it's the right thing to do.
It's just awful.
But it's a terrible thing to do. And some people debate about male circumcision, too. Mm-hmm. Have you heard those debates?
Yes,
and stuff. But I don't know. That's for another conversation altogether, right? But it's more acceptable, you know?
Yeah, it's more, yeah. And it's not, and it's for health reasons also. And,
right,
yeah.
And it's not mutilation. Right. Still, you know. I mean, there's debate about how much pleasure people experience and all that, you know, when they're circumcised. But, hey, no complaints, you know?
You're good to go.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So no problems there. And people have to calm down a little bit and relax, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, I guess there's a lot of stuff going on. But I wanted to, I didn't want to get into all that stuff and that. So we're going to bring in our guests right now. We have two beautiful guests in the studio. And we're joined by Cherie Rush and Carla Kimball. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hi.
You're going to have to get close to the mics.
Okay.
They're like really afraid, folks. So we tied them down to the chair so they don't leave. They might want to bail out.
Run and bail. No, they're super outgoing. You're just fine. You're just talking. We're having drinks.
Exactly. Drinks. It just shows you that being outgoing sometimes is probably just an act. Right, Carla?
Totally.
She can't even talk.
Yeah, right? You're good.
That's funny. I mean, we get nervous people here sometimes, but you're here to talk, so eventually you'll be able to talk. Right, Carla?
I hope so.
We'll start strong. Yeah. Where are you from?
Yeah. Right here. I'm from Los Angeles.
Right on. We're native.
Talk closer to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise I will have to tie it to the chair, or at least to the mic.
There you go. So
you live in Los Angeles. Are you originally from here?
I am originally from
really?
Here.
Really?
Yes.
Not many people
in New York,
are, right?
I grew up here. I've been here.
Oh,
very
so is there any New York in you at all?
Oh, there can be.
See, she's not shy.
So you can't take New York out of the person,
I
huh?
I can go there.
Whoa. That's right.
And Cherie, where are you originally from?
Brentwood, California, Northern California.
Nice.
Oh, Brentwood is actually Northern California?
There's one in Northern California.
Oh, because we have a Brentwood here.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you know, Brentwood is
not the same Brentwood.
Not the same Brentwood.
No.
Where is that Brentwood located?
In Northern California, we're... Right. Close
to
Sacramento?
So close to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I guess everything in Northern California you describe in relation
close to Sacramento.
Sacramento,
yeah. Right? It's your northern star.
Yeah. Cool. So at what point did you move to L.A.?
I don't live in L.A. I still live.
Oh, you still live there. Oh, so you visit
all the way for you.
Just for us?
Well, so we're in this together, the pink plate, and we travel all over that we can to get the word
all
out.
Over California.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So you still live there. That's very cool. So it must be like a small town, right?
Brentwood, yes.
Yeah.
So very small.
So do you know like everybody in the town?
I used to. So my family moved there back in 76, and there was only like 2,000 people, but now there's
really?
Thousands.
Wow.
A lot more.
That's a small place,
yeah.
Huh?
But not well, anymore.
Yeah, very cool.
It's grown
cool.
a lot.
So let's introduce a little bit about what you guys are here for and everything, and then we'll find out more about you and all that. So, Carla, since you're the one reluctant to talk.
Put her on the spot.
Tell us why you're here today.
So for about 4 years, we've been trying to get pink plate license plates in California.
And pink plates?
Pink plates.
Okay.
Pink license plates. Much like the black plates that are out now, we want to do pink plates.
But the black plates are really old, no? I mean, those
well,
are they new black plates now
yeah,
in California?
New. Yes, yes.
Really?
So maybe what happens is we need to get 7,500 prepaid orders in order to get the pink plates.
And what are the pink plates for?
Well, the pink plates, what we're trying to do is the money would go to Every Woman Counts. And Every Woman Counts helps women who don't have the funds for mammograms and screenings.
Oh, interesting.
It's a breast cancer license
breast
plate.
Breast cancer right. awareness
so,
license plate. That
it
makes
is
sense.
A license plate. We said pink plates, but people don't know
it's
what
a,
plates
it's actual
maybe.
Pink license
yeah, it's not the
plate.
Plates you eat out of.
Nope.
Right.
It's a
yeah.
pink license plate.
Pink license plate. So, who came up with the idea? I'm really curious.
Well, yeah, us five.
Both of you?
Yeah,
there's five of us.
There's five of you.
Yeah,
okay.
Five of us, and we're all breast cancer survivors. Four of them. Live up in Northern California.
Wow.
And we all are friends, and we've been trying to do this.
What a smart idea.
Yeah.
In L.A., that's all you see is license plates. You're in traffic right. all day long.
Yeah. And the black plates needed 7,500 prepaid orders as well. People, you know, don't understand that that's the law that the governor
put out.
Put in place.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He needs to sign this. And we need the 7,500 prepaid orders.
How many do you have now? Do we have prepaid?
We're at 5,100.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I'll order mine.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
No, is there like a deadline or something? Or really?
We have
so
till July.
The deadline, right, is July 2017. So we think this would be a great holiday.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
no,
$50 for a sequential plate.
Okay.
And for $98 for a personalized plate.
For personal ones. That's not
right.
a lot. I mean, you know, if you know a lot of this is going to a good cause and everything, right?
Right.
I mean, the plates pretty much cost close to that anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you have, what do you have? Mom, grandma, aunt. You have so many women you could do this for.
Right. And so you can give it as a gift as well, and that ends up being tax deductible, a portion of it.
That's awesome.
So we think it would be a great holiday gift, and so we can get these on the road and start saving lives.
That's amazing.
Awesome. So do you think this is going to... So this is going to save lives by creating revenue, a revenue stream?
Or awareness.
And that's awareness. So
awareness.
When we got together and wanted to do this plate, we were breast cancer survivors who wanted to do something. We wanted to make a difference on a daily basis, not just like in October during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want people, like you said, on the roads every day. You see, we're driving.
Constantly.
And what do you see? Other license plates.
Mm-hmm.
And with our breast cancer one, we're hoping, and it says early detection saves lives on the bottom.
Oh, that's great.
And for me, I was 39, and I had a lump for like 4 months, and I ignored it.
Mm.
And when I went to the doctor, I was stage 4 right out
wow.
the gate.
Wow.
They told me I was going to die a lot.
Oh
you know, all
God.
Those things.
I read this about you. That's crazy.
So we want people to see these plates and then say, you know, I haven't gone to the doctor. I haven't got my mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I do have this crazy
mm-hmm.
thing. I need to
mm-hmm.
go have that checked. But we want it to be awareness for people so that they don't end up like me with stage 4. We want people to... You know, if they see
to
the
prevent
plate,
it,
yes,
or,
exactly.
or to detect it early on.
The rate is so much higher.
Go and get your mammograms to prevent it, or you know, and catch it before
that's right.
it happens.
Right.
It's funny, little notes like that all over the. I've read books on that, like little notes that you see, or little license plate notes all over. That will transform your brain. It'll
right.
move if you see it over and over
right.
and over well, again. It'll get you to the doctor.
That's
right.
true, especially on license plates.
Yeah, right. It's such a good idea.
With all our cars
yeah.
When
yeah.
You've got a pink plate in front of you,
and it's a cute little. I mean, it's a color that's very California, to be honest.
Right.
You know what I
California.
Mean?
And, you know, we learned trying to do this over this amount of time that 36 other states already have breast cancer
really?
Plates.
Really?
So California is actually behind.
Well, we're never behind.
We're behind.
Wow.
Yeah. We're
so it's
behind.
Not like it's so out there idea, right?
No,
I mean, it's
Arizona
something that's practical.
Them.
If Arizona has them,
Arizona,
we got to have them.
Kentucky has breast
wow.
cancer plates.
Wow.
Wow. They all say early detection?
No, they're all different breast cancer plates. It took us a while to get this design approved, to get the pink plate. So it has the ribbon, and it's actually a very pink plate.
Very clear.
Very clear. Cool. Yeah. And that's just it. We hope that we see it. You know, people see it and think to pick up the phone and make their appointment to remind their...
Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm looking at it. Oh, it's cute. Okay, it's very cute. Okay, yeah, it's like this light pink. Yeah. And then it's got the cool breast cancer awareness ribbon, which you immediately think breast cancer. And then it has got these like spotlights, like an LA premiere. Right. That's adorable.
Right, yeah. And you know, the end plate ends up not just being for people who've had breast cancer.
Of course.
It's that money then is going to help other people be able to get their mammograms and their screenings who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Are those like expensive? I guess if someone doesn't have insurance, it would be very expensive, right?
Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
it's up there.
Any appointment is expensive.
No, and that's true. And some people can't afford it.
Right. And people are afraid, and that ends up being something that, you know, they feel that if I can't afford it, I'm not going to do it. And, and you can save a life. That really, if you do get the early detection, you can save your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think some women actually... just don't want to deal with it don't want to face the reality that they might have something.
I was 39 and I had, that too, but I was a mom with three little boys and I was too busy. And I was like, it's nothing. I'm breast cancer. What?
I'm 39.
Wasn't old enough to get mammograms. And so it was like, I'll deal with that later.
Whoa.
You know?
Wow.
And
so what made you go?
It got so painful.
So it hurt. Mm, wow.
Really bad. And I was always under the impression at 39.
That breast cancer doesn't hurt. The lumps don't hurt.
Mine hurt really bad. So that's why I thought, it's a cyst. It's nothing. I'll ignore it. And then finally it got to the point where I couldn't ignore it.
Wow.
And...
Stage four. Wow. My God.
Yeah.
Cherie's been going for treatments for 9 years. She still has to go and get treatment.
So you'll always I've read this. You'll always, what does that mean? It says in the thing, you'll always have stage four cancer.
So I have cancer throughout my whole body.
Wow.
And so I get treatments that keep me in remission.
Right.
So it's all there. It's just not active.
I see.
And so.
And not metastasizing.
It already had.
Yeah, I see.
So we're hoping, so I get treatments every 3 weeks. I have heart scans. I have PET scans, all these things to watch it. So when it does come back, which we know it will, being stage four, they can treat it properly.
Wow.
Someday it'll come back.
It's a lot. How do you deal with that stress?
I don't stress about it.
Good for
you.
You
know what? It is what it is.
It's life.
I feel God gave me this for a reason, and that's just how it is. And that's why this plate is so important.
Sure.
But you know, I want to help other women not have to go through what I do.
Wow.
Right.
That is amazing.
And you guys can follow more at pinkplate.org. You can see what the plates look like, actually. You can get a lot of information and be able to order it right here, you know. So you can get a personalized plate
correct.
Too.
Correct. What you do is when you go to the website, you can order your plate and you have the choice of either getting a sequential plate or a personalized plate.
Is sequential just numbers?
Sequential is numbers that they randomly give you.
I think I do a vanity. My mom has a vanity, Red Hot Mama.
Really?
Oh, see? So it has to be six letters because the ribbon is counted as a character.
Oh, that's cool. So you got to think like a tweet. You got to pare it down.
Pare it down.
Like
down to six you characters, and the ribbon counts as the first
I
or
love
the seventh
that.
Character.
Fantastic.
And I just want to say for me that I am living proof of early detection, that I went for my mammograms every year.
Really?
And when I was 49, they had found two malignant tumors, one in each breast. So
was it from a mammogram that they found?
It was from a mammogram, which is why pink plate is so important to me, is that we were able to catch it early. I did not have to have chemotherapy. I didn't have to have radiation.
Because of that.
Because early detection really
saved my life. So now, were you going every year to get...
Well, now I don't have to. I ended up having a double mastectomy.
Wow.
So, no, but before that.
Yes, I went every year. There was breast cancer in my family, so I was able... I had... insurance that I was able to start going for mammograms when I was 40.
Usually, Sam, they say at 40, a woman should go get her first, and then it's every single year.
Right, it's every...
But, I mean, you know,
like
you hear 39. Yeah.
Right. Well, and then the other survivor sisters who are involved in this, one of them was 25.
Oh, my God.
When she was discovered that she had tumors and...
And her mom had just died 2 months before.
Oh, my God.
From breast cancer.
And
the other one was 35. Oh, I mean, myself and one of the other survivor sisters were... in our later 40s.
Wow.
But, it, you know, we are all five living proof that, that it can hit anybody at any time.
And everyone knows someone who's hit. Everyone knows someone who's affected by breast cancer.
Somebody.
You know someone, a neighbor or a cousin or something.
Right. Unfortunately, now more than someone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And really, honestly, for both of us, we've lost people to other forms of cancer as well. And hopefully the pink plate is a reminder just to pick up the phone for any kind of appointment.
Sure.
To get
it's checked. It's funny how hard diseases have to kind of be with PR. Like, diseases have to have awareness, and they have to have PR. Like, remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes.
That was a fantastic idea. But this is the kind of thing you have to think outside the box for PR and awareness, because you have to get your disease to really be talked about and discussed and moved, because that's how you get the money.
Right.
I mean, it's interesting that you have to plan
awareness.
Like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, so you guys obviously investigated, researched cancer and all that stuff quite a bit. Is there like one main reason why people get it? No?
They do.
We've
not
all
know.
Tried to
no,
figure it out,
know.
But it seems it hit, you know, and same thing when you go to the hospital and you're getting the treatment and you see children and I mean, it hits anybody at any age.
Rich,
any
poor.
Yep. In the world. It's cancer has no mercy. It's right. A beast.
How far along are they with curing or in remission? I know breast cancer has one of the biggest awareness thanks to Susan Cole. I mean, all those things. But how close are we to a cure? Are we close at all?
I honestly, I have no idea. You would really have to ask a doctor.
Okay.
That. I know the research is constant, and there are without a doubt so many different forms of breast cancer research.
And breast cancer.
And, right.
Yeah,
and,
very
and
many
all
different
the different
types.
Kinds of cancers that, you know, everybody's trying to find a cure, so it just doesn't hit anybody. Because it does. I mean, when you see these children, it's heartbreaking having to go through the chemo, and I don't know why they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems that it really has no mercy for anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Now, but I do you think there's different causes for different cancers? I mean, is there a way like to prevent? Does it have to do with, you think, breastfeeding or anything? Or
I don't. I mean,
or
we've all tried to figure out if it's what you eat, if it's where you live.
If it's pollution.
I certainly don't want to offend anyone, but, you know, is it our toothpaste? Is it our laundry detergent?
Yeah,
is it
your deodorant? People thought it was deodorant
right.
for a while.
But it seems, I mean, you know, we live in two different parts
right.
of California. And
we're all exposed to stuff differently.
Yes, I mean, I wish we all knew what it was,
right?
Because we all would obviously stop doing that,
right? I was just thinking maybe women that don't breastfeed are more prone because there's
no
blockage.
They've done studies.
No, really?
Yeah, nothing.
Good to know.
Yeah, nothing.
Good to know.
There's no sort of low common denominator to it, which is so frustrating because right. if you could, you could put your finger on it. So
right, and that's it. I think we would all stop doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it was like exactly,
and that's why I say, you know, when it hits children, it's they haven't been in the world that long. That you know, how did they get it, or,
yeah.
or you know, how did we get it, or and again, you know, it's all over the country, it's all over the world, it's millions.
Yeah.
And millions and millions and millions of people. And
right.
and men get breast
cancer. I was
going to
say, men
as well.
That's right.
Yes, men get breast cancer as well and have to end up getting the double mastectomies as well.
Wow. And that's a big step in a woman's life, right? To go through a mastectomy and stuff. I mean,
did you deal with it with psychologists? Did you go to therapy, if you don't mind?
No. I didn't. My father had just passed away from breast cancer, from prostate cancer 5 weeks earlier.
Oh, my God.
So I had actually delayed my mammogram for about 5-6 weeks because he was very sick. And when I went, I remember they told me that they had found a tumor. And they felt that it was malignant.
They could feel.
They could feel. And then I ended up having the
biopsy.
The biopsy, right. Sorry. And I was stunned. It's like, this can't be happening to me. My father just passed away. How am I going to tell my mother and my kids and my husband? And so I think for me personally, I hit it like a, you know, beast.
Yeah.
Because I saw how my father had suffered.
It just had happened.
So it had just happened. Wow. And, you know, I had the choice of having radiation, and I chose not to have radiation because I just, there's no guarantee, not that there is for what I had.
But that it'll, right.
But I would have had to wait another year to find out. So I just hit it hard and wanted to set a good example for my kids. And again, I didn't have to have chemo or radiation. Because I got it so early. Yeah, I got it out of my body.
Living proof.
Living proof. So I, you know, for me, my therapy now is trying to get the
plate on the road
and help others throughout the state.
That's cool. Now, what do you do when you don't do that? I mean, do you have anything else that keeps you busy in life?
Yes, but I can't stay on air.
1-800. It's called Pinky Place. No, I have no idea. Very exciting.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, what about Sheree? Are you more forthcoming about what you do? I mean, what do you have a profession or anything that you want?
I just recently retired so I could sole focus on the pink plate. So I had my own house cleaning business.
Oh, wow.
And we wanted to really focus on this
and
put it all in
out there. So I kind of stopped that so I could do this.
What about the brachial gene? I just wanted to talk about that. So people, like women, know about this. And when you're in your family, if your mother or grandmother had something, I'm saying it wrong, the brachial, something like
BRCA.
That. BRCA gene. And you can be tested for that. Mm-hmm. For instance, so Angelina Jolie had her famous double mastectomy without finding tumors because her mother died of it and had the gene. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that that's early detection as well? Is that something you should be advocating for? You just get a blood test or what?
It's a blood test, yes. And I had it done. I don't have that BRCA gene.
I had it done as well.
And I don't
have it. But one of our survivor sisters has the gene, and she ended up having...
But she already had, you know, she already...
She knew she had it because her mother had just passed away. So she ended up having the double
mastectomy. But it doesn't solve anything. I mean,
it doesn't. Because you did it and you didn't have it.
Right. Wow.
But
you're still told
that
you have tumors and they're malignant, so you know.
It's just if you feel anything, if you know, you have to know your body.
Mammogram.
You have to check yourself. That's to us what the plates represent.
Check.
Any age.
Yeah, know yourself. Any cancer. Mm-hmm. Know your body.
Even a mole.
Listen,
I remember my mole,
exactly.
My mother was like, get your stupid ass to the doctor.
Exactly.
Right. And I was like, don't call me stupid ass. No, but I remember the mole is also early detection saves lives.
Absolutely, it's with anything. It's with any kind of cancer.
And is it always something like ovarian cancer? Is there a lump there? Is there always some kind of sign? Is there pain?
Well, I
don't think so.
I'm
not
really that familiar with ovarian, but I think your stomach starts to protrude a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all
later.
Know when we don't feel well.
Something's wrong.
Sure.
And, you know, it's you get it checked. You listen to your body. You eat healthy. You exercise.
Right. But that's the thing. Sometimes when you feel it, it's kind of late, right? Like in your case, Sheree.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
When you get checked. I mean, it's the same thing even with colon cancer. It's one of the most curable, preventable cancers. And, you know, you go, you hit a certain age, and you go and you get your colonoscopy.
That's like when Katie Couric did that on air.
Exactly.
To show this is early detection. It's so
late,
but people just don't want to do it.
Right, exactly.
It's a pain in the ass. You have to get to the doctor. It hurts
a
little.
Literally,
And so many people do think that you're fine, that it's okay, that it's not going to be me.
Mm-hmm,
and it does hit anybody, anywhere, at any time.
Wow. That's so interesting. I bet this saves a lot of lives. I hope this passes very much.
We hope so. We just need 2,300
You guys will totally get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you guys don't need to really donate money. You're getting something in return.
It's ordering.
You're getting a license plate.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And but just my personal opinion, I had a couple of personal license plates, and then I realized, why am I doing this? I'm like standing out, like you know, if you cut in front of somebody or something,
they're gonna remember
that plate, you know, and all that stuff. And today you can look up anything, you know, people would find out who you are and all that stuff. So I thought, you know what, it's cool, but it's not a smart thing to do.
I like it.
And, do you?
I think, well, I'm like, you know me, I'm cheesy. I like that stuff.
Yeah, you want to be famous.
I want to be known, stand out. I think it's awesome. And when you're trying to figure somebody's out, I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
But it's definitely, I mean, if you pre-order now, you'll be one of the first to have it. You know?
Absolutely. So cool. Absolutely. And we need 7,500 to get them into production.
Well, in 6 months, I think you'll get
I think
it.
You will.
We would love that as a Christmas present. Would be awesome.
Exactly.
People, Hanukkah, you know. People. There's eight plates.
Eight plates. One for everybody in your family.
That's right.
And this is cool. They actually have a counter on the website to show how many completed orders already.
Yeah. How did you guys know marketing, advertising? Do you guys have, is one of the sisters in marketing? Marketing, or did you just put this together?
My husband's been amazingly helpful.
Because this is everything about this is very smart.
This was
a strategy.
His gratefulness to all of us being saved by early detection.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they have Melissa who helps spread the word and everything. Right, Melissa?
She's like, don't get me on the air.
Come talk to
us. It's okay. We won't put her on the air. But usually everybody that's in the studio needs to get on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll save them.
But it does. It takes a whole village. Just like, you know, it takes a lot of people to get out this message.
It's been a lot of work. And we really have thought all along that 7,500 was not a lot and it'd be really easy in our great big state of California. But it has taken us a while. We went live September 2015.
And, yeah, that is interesting. I bet there was a big push at the beginning, or there's like plateaus, right?
Or is it just, there have been not by our choice.
Yeah, of course.
It's just
it's how social media.
You know, we can only go so far, right? Yeah. And social media, it's
and it goes up and down.
Yes.
Yeah, and 5,000 is very commendable. I mean, you know, you're excited to start from
nothing. It's
exciting. You
know? It's well, yes,
we're
absolutely
almost there.
We watch that counter. It is. It's very.
Do you guys have like champagne or something ready when you hit the mark?
No, for sure.
Balloons or something. That'd be so cool.
Now, why is there a deadline though? I mean, why can't you guys wait till you have all the signatures and then go with this? Are they giving you a deadline?
It's a state law that we have. Originally, it's a year, and then we got an extension for another year. But it's a state law that you have to have any specialty plate, which was my whole point in the beginning with the black plates, is they had to get 7,500 prepaid orders before those went into production. And it was a very slow process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once they actually got on the road, I mean, you're just seeing them everywhere. And that's what we feel with Pink Plate, that once we hit the 7,500.
That's LA. That's California.
Everyone will say, wow.
Once you see one, everybody wants it.
What's that?
And, yeah, it's just that they don't know about it yet. Yeah.
They don't know about it.
I think a lot of people don't know about our Pink Plate.
Right, and you got to really spread the message and everything, and that's what you guys are doing.
And that's what I tell everybody. Tell all your friends.
Sure.
Pinkplate.org.
Pinkplate.org.
I love that.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys can order the plates there. Now, if they pre-order, when they can expect to get them? After July of next year.
Right. So when we hit the 7,500, then they all need to be made by DMV. It becomes that whole production that it takes.
Right.
Have you advertised at DMV? In California?
DMV won't let us advertise.
I didn't think so.
Because
government
has not been approved yet.
Got it.
So
I was thinking they could wear pins or something. I see. Nothing. Ooh, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But this is cool because there's nothing really in it for you personally,
nothing
right?
At all.
This
no,
is totally altruistic.
We just want to help save lives. We just want to help other women.
There's no proceeds of anything that we're getting but the gratification of
Isn't it rare to see someone who's doing this without, I mean, just pure altruism. Yeah,
yes,
just
like it's just the five of us chugging along trying to.
And how do you guys all know each other?
Yeah, how did you get together?
So there was four of us that live in Northern California, and we have we started a support group on Facebook, and so it just got brought up that way, like, you know, I went to Arizona, and they have a breast cancer. Why it isn't California? So then four of us there were like, yeah, let's do that.
Wow.
So, and then we met Carla.
How did you connect with Carla?
We were involved a lot with doing things up in Northern California, and we heard about the Pink Plate, and we thought it was a great idea because I had just recovered from my journey of breast cancer, and we thought what a great thing to try and do.
But you have to go through the government, through the assembly process,
right? It was the whole legislation that you have to go through and get it approved.
It can be confusing. It can be daunting.
It's very daunting, and you have to be very patient, and we had Joan Buchanan, who was an assembly.
Yeah. So she helped.
Remember, she was the author of the bill. It has to go through Sacramento. Quite a tedious task.
You have to get a bill processed.
Yeah, so that's very tedious. I mean, getting a bill.
Well, and again, none of us, you know, we didn't know anything about license plates, and it just seemed like a great idea, and let's do a pink license plate. And we have definitely learned in these past few years of really what it takes. But we're very passionate.
Yeah.
And you know, again, we're not getting anything out of this, but gratification and
that's okay. In the next world, you'll get compensated.
Karma.
Yeah. Nothing ever goes to waste.
You know? True. And even if you save a life, that's what your proceeds.
Exactly.
If it's one life,
one person,
1,000 lives,
or one pushy girl saying, "Mom, go."
Exactly. Or you know, if you have little girls who say, "What's that?" or "What's that about?" It's never too young to bring up.
And it's funny because little girls wear pink a lot. There's something with pink with little girls that it's nice. That color is just smart. It's just a smart idea,
right? And It just seemed a little bit more, you know, to pop, and it just seemed like such a lovely, kind, thoughtful idea at the time.
Yeah. It still sounds like it.
Yeah.
Still sounds like a great idea. Now, so I imagine for women, so you need support groups, right? Because this is like a life-changing thing.
Right.
Right? Especially if you get a mastectomy and everything, and then you're like, you know, how do I deal with this, right? I never had to deal with this before. What are some of the ways women can deal with this after...
And that's what I found was difficult when I, back in 2007, when I was diagnosed, I didn't know anybody with breast cancer.
Wow.
And to me, it was like, I didn't want to go to a support group with a bunch of old ladies.
Yeah, it sounds very weird. Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I envisioned because I was young. I was 39. So I met another survivor sister. Her name's Heather. We started Survivor Sisters Facebook page. And so that way people can talk 24 hours a day with each other.
And ask questions medically.
Ask questions or say,
I'm on a bunch of those Facebook for women and and comedians and stuff. And I get answers within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a smart idea.
To support each other. And we don't, it's all over California or, you know, wherever. And we're just there kind of to help each other. And it's kind of better. You can do it any time of the day. You know, if you're up sick at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can get on there and there's usually someone else on there too.
Yeah.
You know?
So support groups are a good thing. You definitely encourage those.
I think it's helpful.
It helps. You don't feel alone. You have someone to talk to. And especially when it's another woman. You know, I think we all try and protect our husbands and our kids from what we're going through emotionally, physically, psychologically.
Right. And that's got to be tough.
Yeah, not only do you have to go through this.
People depending on you.
Right, she's also the mom.
Well,
you
want to be brave. Yeah, you want to set a good example that, you know, and again, that's what happened for me with my fathers. I saw what my dad went through and my mom. So, you keep a brave face and... stay strong and fight it. So these support groups are great, and you know, especially when it is on social media, you don't have to get in your car, you don't have to go someplace and meet everyone.
And you get a younger generation, I think, on Facebook.
Well, and you know, there is no age limit. As we're finding, it could be a 70-year-old woman and a 90-year-old woman and a 25-year-old woman, and you know, it's teenagers are getting it, 17, 19. It's so unpredictable. So, and that's what's great with so many of these walks, all the walks, American Cancer Society, Susan G. Komen, the list goes on, that you get out there and you walk and you feel that energy and support, and it's not just women, it's the whole family.
You feel like
and
there's a fight, the battle is on.
All the different faces, and it just doesn't hit one kind.
It's the whole family, like you said.
Yes, it's the whole family.
My boys.
I was
going to
say, how do they do
time.
That?
So I see they were 10 and I have twins. So 10 and the twins were 8 when I got diagnosed.
Oh my God.
So now they're 20 and 18. And yeah, they worry every single time I go for a scan. Okay, is this the time it's going to come back? Is because my medicine damages my heart. So then I have to do these heart scans. And if my heart scan comes back bad, then I can't do my treatments anymore. So it's a vicious cycle that I have to go through, but my kids go through it and my husband goes through it.
Sure.
And I think it's harder on them. For me, I feel like it's me. I'm doing this. It's not a big deal. I can handle it. But it's harder for the outside people.
So it affects the entire family, not just the patient.
It does affect our families.
Wow.
And our loved ones and your friends and
neighbors even. Like it spreads out, you know?
Sure.
It's when everyone wants to be helpful and kind and you not know what to say and they want to be there for you. So I think we all put on a brave face.
God, you guys are warriors. Warriors, I tell you.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Cherie and Carla, and the website is pinkplay.org, and they're in on a quest to get pink license plates for California drivers, and so you can get personalized and sequential ones. And
my dad always wears
you gotta do it, man.
My dad wears great pink, he's a high-end lawyer, and he always wears pink shirts. And this was before pink became cool, like in the past couple years. And he would say, real men wear pink.
Real men. My husband has that t-shirt.
Yes. And it's true. And now it's like, I'd love to see a guy driving around with a plate. Like he would absolutely put this on his car.
Right.
It's just sign of support.
That's the thing. Guys should understand. I mean, there's nothing shameful about putting a pink license plate if you're promoting something good.
If you can help save a life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, you're showing that, hey, I supported this. You know, I got the plate. And now, so once they have the plates, so is there some money collected for we said this is for people that can't afford and everything.
Right,
but how much does the state actually give you from the revenue. You don't know,
no,
right?
No, we don't. The money, the reason why they need the 7,500 prepaid orders is that's going to be the cost to get those license plates out, to do the mold, to make the plates. Right. And then once that has been accomplished, then all the money goes to Every Woman Counts,
which is affiliated with
the Department of Healthcare Services. It's a government agency.
Right.
So then that's the money so that will go to women getting
set
the
up
mammograms.
And everything.
Right. Yeah, then the money goes to Every Woman Counts.
And mammograms, if you don't know mammograms, it's kind of uncomfortable. But it's not the most pleasant, but it's not horrible, right?
No, it's not. It's like going to the dentist and getting your teeth cleaned. I mean, people are definitely afraid of it. But
they really are. Yeah.
It's like,
what is it? Okay, so let's let the fear go away. You put your boob out and it squishes it a bit, but not in a hard way.
Pressed. It gets pressed.
Pressed. It's a good word.
Squished.
It can hurt, you're saying. She's nodding. She's nodding.
Well, I don't want to get graphic here, but I have small breasts,
okay.
And so it's harder.
Okay, got it. So it is there. I just want to let the fear go without the confusion.
But
what is
no
it, right?
Deal.
Right.
That takes like 2 seconds.
That's right. So it's not an hour long where you're in there.
Okay, this is good to know. Yeah, no, it's
fast.
I just think people
are afraid to find out.
Yeah.
I imagine, again, not to be graphic, but I think it's like a man getting a prostate exam for the first time. You're afraid. It's uncomfortable.
Sure.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing, but it's two seconds
worth a lifetime.
Exactly. But, well, that's just it. What is your priority? Is finding out if you do or don't have breast cancer or you know, possibly ignoring it or delaying it. And as I say, I kind of compare it to going to the dentist. No one likes getting their teeth cleaned, but it's something you have to do because you don't want to get cavities.
That's true, yeah.
You like going?
I love it.
Really? I hate the dentist.
I hate the dentist more than getting a mammogram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'd be fine with mammograms.
I mean, it's
the
fine.
Gosh darn bubblegum. Ugh, forget it.
Well, and they talk to you.
Yeah, and I'm like,
and
I got the thing.
Questions.
I can't talk. That's very interesting.
Not yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's something you have to do. And again, it's like going for your colonoscopy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm procrastinating
that because it is. It's not comfortable.
But it's
a hassle.
It's,
but no, and not only
if
that.
It can save your life.
Exactly.
It's,
think about what you deal with. If you haven't detected it, then you have something.
And what's funny is when things are pains in the ass, and you still write.
No pun intended.
I'm laughing every time you say that. But you see notes every time it gets your ass in the chair. I mean, that's why these pink plates are so smart. Because if I do affirmations like I kind of sometimes do, this is going to sound real cheesy. Like, you can do it, Tori. If I post that a bunch of times, you know, on my mirror, on my end table, one of these days I'm going to feel like I can do it.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a constant reminder.
Yeah,
it's
like
a good idea.
Like the tattoo you want.
Like a
get,
tattoo.
Right?
Slow down.
Right. You have that tattoo?
I want it on my feet, but I haven't.
That's the one she would get if she got one.
Slow down. Just a reminder. Just like this. You know, just a constant daily reminder.
Breathe.
Something
breathe.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah. Just like that.
Would you get a tattoo?
I so want one.
Right. So what's stopping you?
The Jewish thing in the cemetery. I'm not 100% sure if I'm allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. If you have a tattoo. Oh, she's got one. All right. And then we're good. Okay. I definitely want to get one.
Really?
My husband is like, a little he's a preppy, so he thinks it's kind of weird, but right. I'm going to get some one of these
what
days.
What did your parents think?
I went and got, when I was 15, I studied in Oxford, England, and I got my belly button pierced by a man with a stick through his nose. And they were like, they said, their first words were like, mazel tov, because what are they going to do? It's already done.
Right.
So I think secretly they think it's a bit rebellious and kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I think so. You don't regret it, no?
No,
excellent.
Not at all. We actually got five of us got matching tattoos.
How
that says sisters.
Oh,
we
how
got the
wonderful.
Infinity.
That's so neat.
Those are one of our many bonding moments.
Wow. So this is for life.
Yeah.
For life.
Wow. It's for
how
life.
Cool
we are
that?
Survivor sisters for life.
Gaga just had her tattoo with all sexual assault victims. They each came up with a rose
thing. I saw that.
Thing,
that
and
incredible.
She got it tattooed with all of them. So it's always a sign of, you know, there's a big thing with tattoos.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Symbolism. Yeah.
I love my tattoos.
Wow. Yeah,
let me see it.
We have them on our feet.
Oh, on your feet.
The five of us got it on our feet.
Did it hurt? A little.
See, I can tolerate pain. So
yeah.
This is nothing
to a mammogram. Nothing compared to this. That's right.
Okay. All the stuff that we go through. It's not a big deal.
You must feel
I found it fascinating.
Let me see.
Let's see.
You can see the
Wow.
But it's an infinity with Nessa's sisters.
So that's what we all got
all
it. All four of us got them. And then one of the other ones got it
on her wrist.
Wow. Right. So, yes, it's all the.
They're not playing around, people. This is for life.
For life.
So she can handle pain, but she couldn't handle the pain of sitting in front of a microphone.
I know, it's right? Interesting. So,
there you go.
So true.
She's done so well, though. Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I told you, we don't kill people or torture them or anything. You know?
That comes later. No, yeah. No idea what that meant.
Shireen, Carla, you guys check out pinkplate.org. You can find out more information. Is there information on you guys, too? Like, I mean, can people find
on the
out
website?
The names of all the girls.
On the website, if you go to history.
To history.
Click on that.
That's the four of them.
It doesn't have Carla on that.
You got to put on there.
I've set low profile.
Yeah, but there's the
If you do something else.
The four ladies.
But that tells a little bit of the history of how it started.
That's smart.
Yeah, very cool.
And the more personal I think it gets, the better, because I can relate. Okay, this
I think
is
people like to see faces with
she literally with was a life, you know, early detection. This is your face. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. For me, absolutely. I was definitely early detection. Mm-hmm. And
wow. How did you take the news when you heard you have two tumors? Was it a shock? Was it a fear?
Stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned. Just shocked. Absolutely. Because I was going every year and ate healthy and, you know, exercised moderately and didn't feel that. You know, you never think it would happen to you, and they are the most horrible, frightening words to hear that you have cancer.
Right.
But again, because my father had just passed away and I saw the pain and suffering he had gone through, I wanted to take a different attitude and hit it and get it out of my body.
Beast it. Beast mode.
Beast
mode.
Beast.
Yeah.
Big beast.
Dang,
yes.
That's
yes.
cool.
So do it. Take it.
Go there.
And go there. And I ended up, I had five surgeries. I had two lumpectomies. And my margins still weren't clear. So what happens when your margins aren't clear, it means that the cancer, they weren't able to get it.
Mm.
So I, that's when I chose to have the double mastectomy and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Which was what worked for me. I mean, it's certainly not
a lot of women,
choice.
Right. It's
that,
your choice.
I mean, right. The women don't always have that choice. You know, it's definitely a personal quest of what you choose to do if you are able to have that choice. And I did have that choice because it was really early.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Sherry, for you, it was 10 years ago. For you, Carla, how long ago?
It was 2009.
So we're talking about 25 years, 26 years?
Yeah. We never know when the 2000s are. We're all confused.
2009.
Wow, that's still just so scary.
And then,
yeah, that's crazy. Well,
and you know, and honestly, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about it. That you don't get afraid that it, you know, it hits you that I got it, I had it, I did it. It's, you know,
it's part of you now.
Well, and I must admit that there's times if my bones ache or you get scared. Is this bone cancer? If you get headaches that don't go away, there's definitely that fear.
Yeah.
Because you've gotten it and you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why you go
to
the doctor.
Well, there's no cure, so odds are...
Right. I think you're much more aware of
your body.
You know, colds and flus don't bother, I think, either one of us anymore. We know they'll go away and we're good, but you know, it never leaves you psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, I think our therapy has been that this path of trying to help.
Yeah. When you move, sometimes in therapy, I feel like I've been in therapy before, and there's a lot of talk, and when there's action, that's when things move. You know, psychologically, things start to actually work.
Well,
so when you have an action-based therapy, it's just so wonderful.
Well, and I think none of us, you know, the five of us are the woe is me and sit around.
Yeah, I don't see you guys doing that.
It's let's get up and let's do this and let's try and spread the word and again really save lives of you know, picking up the phone and making your appointment.
Go to the doctor, people.
Hallelujah, folks.
Hallelujah.
Now, how can people find you guys if they want to contact you? I guess through the website, right?
Right. Pinkplate.org.
We have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page as well. Instagram.
All Pink
Twitter
Plate.
Account.
All Pink Plate.
Yes. Okay, yes. Good. Our Facebook page is California Pink Plate.
Nice.
Pink
Plate.
That's what
sounds great.
Pink Plate CA is Instagram.
Pink Plate CA is on Instagram. Because it'd be fun for people to also Instagram all their plates. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Such a smart social media. That's a very smart idea, you guys. Very interested.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Should we rush? Carla Kimball, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are a lot of fun. I hope we gave some strength to people who are dealing with this will be dealing with this. You know that there's always support. Do you guys collaborate with any other breast cancer support groups and things like that? No? That would be a place for you guys to spread
the word.
Right.
We've tried, and it seems all...
We try.
We tried, you know, every
everyone has their funds that go to their organizations. Yeah. So you know, everyone has a different goal, whether it be research or detection, or a lot of the other breast cancer awareness programs all have their own goals. And
good for you, pink ladies.
Sounds good. Well, you guys keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you. Warriors.
And noble, what you're doing and helping other people and everything. Everybody go out, get an order, a pre-order.
Christmas, Hanukkah.
Of the license plates.
Kwanzaa.
Exactly. Whatever holiday.
New Year's Eve. It's just a gift. Just because.
And it's a thoughtful
birthday
one,
birthday anniversary.
Exactly. And these women
Saturday.
Are putting in so much effort and everything. That's the least we can do.
Absolutely.
You know? Anyway, okay, guys, thank you so much
thank
for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Melissa, thanks for making it happen. Tori, thank you as always.
Anytime.
Thanks, everybody,
thank
for
you
listening,
both.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.